Hello. I've just, as I stood up, realised I'm still wearing my name badge, which I think I can take off now. Delighted and honoured to be here. So thanks for inviting me, and it's wonderful to read with such distinguished company and Simon. I'm going to start with the McNeice poem. The first McNeice poem I really loved, and anyway, I won't say too much about it. It's called Wolves. I do not want to be reflective anymore, envying and despising unreflective things, finding pathos in dogs and undeveloped handwriting, and young girls doing their hair, and all the castles of sand flushed by the children's bedtime, level with the shore. The tide comes in and goes out again. I do not want to be always stressing either its flux or its permanence. I do not want to be a tragic or philosophic chorus, but to keep my eye only on the nearer future, and after that, let the sea flow over us. Come then, all of you, come closer, form a circle, join hands and make believe that joined hands will keep away the wolves of water who howl along our coast. And be it assumed that no one hears them among the talk and laughter. It's a great poem, that. And I do remember reading it, have a kind of huge reaction to it. Just the first line, it totally grabs you by the collar, and also funny, finding pathos in dogs. It's brilliant. The problem with reading that is then I have to read my own stuff afterwards. I'm just going to get my watch.